The purpose of Wealth Talk is to educate, inform, and hopefully entertain you on the subject of building your wealth. Wealth Builders recommends you should always take independent financial, tax, or legal advice before making any decisions around your finances.
Welcome to episode 70 of Wealth Talk. My name's Christian Rodwell, the Membership Director for Wealth Builders, and I'm joined by our founder, Mr. Kevin Whelan.
Hello, Chris. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Kevin. And episode 70, which is timed quite nicely because we're on the cusp of the summer break and we'll be taking the next few weeks off for August. But before we do that, we thought it'd be really nice to round off with a little update from our Seven Steps to Wealth members today.
Yeah, I think why not let's have less of us and more of the people that we serve. Then they can say, you know, what they're learning, what they're doing, what their insights are, which is definitely useful to get those insights if you're a listener, because then you're not just listening to me and you ramble on. You can hear what our students are saying, what they're getting up to. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And we actually did a little flash sale or flash opening because we actually opened the program just twice a year. So we launched in April and then we closed the doors until September. But we had a number of people on our wait list. And so we just opened up with a webinar for those members last Thursday. And in fact, the offer, which is to, you know, join the program for anyone that maybe is interested. And after listening to today's episode and hearing our members talk about their progress over the last few months, if you feel that you would benefit from that support and you'd like to be part of the Seven Steps to Wealth, then there's the opportunity to join us in this very short window, which expires on Thursday, the 30th at midnight. So we'll share some more details at the end of that, this podcast, Kevin.
Yeah, well, it's flash sales are, they're fast and they're furious, but we didn't want to hang on to those people who've been on the wait list for a while. And kind of post-COVID, it was nice to do something and get people enthusiastic at this time.
Okay, so we're going to head on over to our first interview, and that's with Ian Halfpenny. And Ian, of course, is one of our five wealth coaches. And this is a new feature that we launched for our latest intake, Kevin, which is the introduction of monthly coaching calls.
I think it's just great. I think one of the biggest improvements to the program has been that accountability from just outstanding people who really understand the Wealth Builders IP really well. But they're successful people in their own right. And we could have heard from any one of them today. But Ian is just a great example. And you'll hear the integrity in what he has to say and how much he's enjoying being a coach and seeing the transformation that he's helping make in others. So, yeah, why not listen to them? And then I think we'll hear from some of the students too, right?
We will. So we'll kick off with Ian and hear from then four of our members who are all at different stages of their journey. And then Kevin, we'll pop back and debrief as we do after that.
Okay.
Ian, very warm welcome to Wealth Talk.
Thank you, Christian. Really pleasure to be here. Appreciate the invite. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ian. So Ian, you joined as one of our wealth coaches earlier this year when we launched the Seven Steps to Wealth program back in April, and 4 months have flown by, but I thought it'd be really good to have you on and share with the wider Wealth Builders community a little bit about yourself and your background, and then maybe talk us through what it's like to actually be coached by one of our wealth coaches.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Well, yeah, a little bit about my journey going back, probably about just over 4 years ago. I was heavily in the rat race, commuting into London and back, working 60, 70 hours a week. My phone was going off at weekends, and so I just had no personal time. Unfortunately, my stepfather got diagnosed with cancer and lost his battle in a very short period of time, just sort of 4.5 months. And that, for me, just became a little bit about my why. And it gave me sort of a realization that life can be really short, and I needed to be focusing on building my own wealth and taking control of it so I could get time freedom. So both financial freedom and time freedom were really my two priorities. And so, again, that was just over 3.5 years ago. I built a property portfolio. Within 22 months, I was able to retire, get out of the rat race, gain financial freedom and independence, but also then live life on my own terms. And for me, what was important was having the choice to invest my time into what I wanted, which for me was family, friends, and my hobbies and my interests, rather than being forced to have to go into work and be a rat, shall we say, in the rat race. But I was very much what I would call, or what we would call at Wealth Builders, a DIYer, and I did that journey by myself. And it's not something I would recommend to other people, particularly now that there's the option of the 7 steps to wealth.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously you've been not just a coach, but a great member of our community. And we hold masterminds every month where we focus on different pillars. And you've been hosting some of those property masterminds and sharing those strategies with our members, Ian, which has been really great.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, again, one thing I love about the culture is it is about sharing and it's about helping other people. And those monthly masterminds, I find it very interesting because we will address what members want answered. So the topic will come from the members, but also then on those calls, we're able to answer other questions that are pressing questions. So they have that access to us. And so that I think has been very useful. Mm. Again, it is about sharing that knowledge to help other people build their wealth.
Mm. We've got 7 levels of support with the program. And one of those levels of support, Ian, is of course the one-to-one calls with our wealth coaches. And we've got 5 coaches in total. Talk us through what one of those calls is like, Ian. So, let's role play it. And, what's the process? How do you kind of help people get to, what they need to be doing? Because we know that overwhelm and many things get in the way. They stop people from taking action. So how do you help people with that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think you've highlighted one of the key issues to begin with is that overwhelm. When we sit down with people, there's a few steps to go through. And the first thing is to look at the 7 steps to wealth and look at those pillars. Everyone's journey is very different. And so we really do what we call an induction call to get a full understanding, a holistic view of where they are now, help them then paint a picture of where they want to be. What is, their dream life to them and what does that look like? And then the key is about connecting those two things together. It's too easy to have a plan, but without that strategy, the plan is just really a dream because there's no strategy, there's no pathway to get you to where you want to be. And so in those first calls, it really is about helping people identify what is the right pathway for them to achieve their goals in wealth. And that's very individualistic to the person. I think it does take a good couple of months, first of all. We have the wheel of wealth and the first step in that is about education. I think it's very easy to be sort of a deer in the headlights where you're overwhelmed with so many different ways and so many different strategies of building your own wealth that it can become overwhelming. And I think as a coach, one of the key things is to help people to understand that and allow them to go through the journey. Because when you come out of that journey, you then know you've sort of explored the 7 different pillars. You know the ways that you can build wealth, but then you've got certainty of knowing which is the right way for you to build wealth because it's very different for everyone. What's been really nice, as you said, I joined in April and we're just starting to have sort of the 2nd and 3rd coaching calls with people and just seeing that people are actually taking on board Kevin's statement, which is never let 30 days go by without taking a step towards building your wealth. It's really good seeing people, even if they've just got a couple of hours a week, they're actually making huge steps forward in executing on their plan. And so they can already look back and say, this has really helped me, but it also helps them see the future a little clearer of, if I continue to turn this wheel of wealth, whichever pillar that is in, look where I'm going to be. And then what's really nice is showing people the length of time. And I think one of the greatest pictures for me is when you see someone have an aha moment and they see you've got a choice and your choice is, do you spend 40 years, 45 years in the rat race? And it's not a rat race to everyone. Some people go to a job that they actually enjoy. But still, do you spend 40, 45 years working, or do you build your wealth in a different way using one of these 7 pillars? When people then see the time difference, it's absolutely incredible just to see people's eyes open up. My journey, as I said, was 22 months to get to a point where I no longer needed to work. I can choose to work. And there's people that have done that quicker. There's people that have done that in 18 months, in 12 months. There's people that will do it in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. But even if it took someone 7 years or 10 years because they picked a specific pillar and they just went at a steady pace, that's a lot quicker than 40 to 45 years in working before you can retire at the given age that you're meant to. So it's really nice just, you know, helping people devise that clear strategy, keeping them accountable for that strategy as time goes by with the different coaching calls, but also just watching people have those aha moments of, you know what, I actually can, whatever position I'm in now, I can take control of my future and my destiny and have the life I want. And the program just helps bring all of that together in an individualistic and holistic way, which I just love.
Yeah. Well, Ian, we love having you as one of our wealth coaches, and I know that our members do as well. So thank you so much for sharing with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Helen, welcome to Wealth Talk.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. So thanks for taking a few minutes to share your progress since you've joined the 7 Steps to Wealth program. And take us back 4 months, Helen, to that point when you joined, and what were some of the things that you were looking forward to about the program?
There are two things, first and foremost. So firstly, I love the fact that Wealth Builders has such a holistic approach. So, you know, I've been educating myself about various ways of creating income from building assets over the years, notably how, you know, sort of property investment. I'd found out about it. I still hadn't actually done anything about it. But I love the fact that Wealth Builders has the 7 pillars and you can learn so much. And even though actually, you know, I know a bit about, say, investment. So I really like that. And then secondly, I felt quite alone in my journey to building wealth prior to joining Wealth Builders. And so the community aspect was really important to me. And oh, I've appreciated the Wealth Builders community so much. If you don't know someone who you need, if you, you know, put a shout out on the Wealth Builders community Facebook group, you can guarantee that someone will be able to help you or point you in a direction to get further help and information. So yeah, it's been brilliant. I'm really, really happy.
Good. Yes. We've got a great bunch of members. And of course, you know, all we do request, you know, you sign up to the Declaration of Independence. We've got values that we, you know, we hold highly. And I think that shows because it's a very helpful community of sharing and, you know, all learning and going through the process together. And I guess it's about the education. It's about the support. It's about the connections, which you've just mentioned there, Helen. So since you've joined, you talked about the 7 pillars. We've got a foundation as well, and we've got a roof. So tell us about some of those, because you've been through the modules and you now understand about that. So what actions have you taken?
So being part of Wealth Builders has really focused my mind. I've taken so much action in the last few months. With regard to the foundation, I managed to save over £300 a year solely by examining my broadband bill. I'm pretty good at examining all of our regular bills, so I didn't think that there was much that I could do there, but I was wrong. You know, 300 quid a year, that's great. So what I've done is I've set up a direct debit, and that now goes straight into my investment account, to, you know, go into my stocks and shares ISA. So that's brilliant. That's, you know, building up an asset really painlessly. And then with regard to the roof, it's funny this, because my property is already, my other half and I are tenants in common. So I knew about that, but I didn't know about putting part of the property into trust in terms of sort of wills and probate. And I told my parents about this. So this is where you safeguard capital that's invested in your property from being used up for, say, care home bills, should one of the tenants in common pass away and the other go into a care home. Well, gosh, that's such a topical thing with an aging population here. Mentioned it to my parents, and they have gone right ahead and taken action, spoke to their solicitor, got the trust sorted out. So that will help, you know, that will safeguard their wealth for them. So yeah, so we've done work on that. And then business is my primary pillar. So I took action straight away on that and entered into a joint venture, which is another pillar, and created a business that met a need in the market that I could see. And so I had that idea. I've been thinking about it for a few months, actually, before I joined Wealth Builders. But joining Wealth Builders spurred me on to actually take action, mention it to the person I was thinking of working with. And she said yes immediately. 8 weeks later, we launched the business.
That's incredible. And you've already got some new business. You've got some clients already.
Yeah, within 2 weeks, we'd already signed up two clients. And, you know, these are high ticket services. So that's brilliant. I'm really, really happy.
That's fantastic. So I think it just shows, doesn't it, when you've got some accountability and you know that, you know, there's people which are supporting you and you know you've got coaching calls coming up and you need to kind of update on your progress, it gives you that push, doesn't it, to get these things done?
It certainly does. You know, when I've committed to taking certain actions in those calls with my wealth coach, yeah, it's not a very comfortable feeling if you have to fill in the pre-call form and say that no, you haven't actually done what you were supposed to do. So yeah, it definitely really helps you to actually take action. And I know that's something that Kevin says a lot, is never let 30 days go by without taking some action to build your wealth. And I've really kept that one close to my heart. I think it's, you know, absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, that's printed on our wealth charts as well. So I'm sure you have the chart on the wall and you can see it right behind
that
you.
That one there.
So exactly, that message is never far away. And I guess it's only been 4 months, Helen. You've already done so much. In 12 months' time, you know, your first year of being a member of the program, I mean, how do you feel about the prospect of, you know, just what you can look back on?
Well, it's already so exciting to see how my net worth has increased already just in a few months. I've, you know, been keeping spreadsheets and, you know, I can see the progress I'm making. There are so many possibilities, but Wealth Builders helps you to focus on the right ones for you, for meeting your goals. And with the great connections that we can find within the community, I know I can make things happen. So actually, I've realised from Wealth Builders that I think confidence was a big problem for me. I thought there were certain things that I couldn't do. And looking at the members around me, I now know I can do it. The fears that I had, say, for example, about property investment, which have stopped me from investing, I now know, you know, this person has offered to help me to maybe look through potential deals and tell me how they look from their perspective, and they're much more experienced than me. So I just feel safe, like, you know, there's support behind me to help me achieve my wealth goals.
No, it's great to hear, and well done on everything so far, Helen. Plenty more to come, I'm sure. So thank you for sharing with us today.
My absolute pleasure. Yeah, really enjoying my wealth building journey, and I can't recommend it highly enough.
Luke, welcome to Wealth Talk.
Thanks for having me.
You're a founder member. In fact, I think you're just coming up to the end of your first year with the Wealth Builders program, Luke, and quite a lot's happened, so it'd be really good to hear a little bit about that from you. But why don't we just begin by, you know, rewinding a year and let us know kind of what you were doing, you know, 12 months ago, and you know, what was your decision for joining the program?
Yeah, so I mean, for myself, I've been investing in property since 2011, and I spent a long time, years in fact, investing on my own and not really having a network to turn to, or, you know, people just to call upon for advice. So the main reason for me joining the program was to try and grow my network further, really. And I wasn't brought up in a family which had money or experience in investing. So, yeah, it was just to sort of, you know, have access to people who've got that kind of knowledge.
How did that feel, if you can remember, you know, when you're kind of doing everything on your own and perhaps you haven't got other people that you can speak to who are on the same wavelength, right? Because I know we're all big fans of personal development. We read a lot, we listen to a lot of podcasts, but sometimes, you know, friends and family, they don't share that same passion, do they? And so it can be quite lonely if you haven't got that right support network around you.
Yeah, it can be difficult, yeah, because, I mean, people around you maybe don't understand, some of the difficulties that you're going through. So just being able to have people who are going through similar experiences or striving to achieve similar sorts of goals, you know, it's priceless, really, to be able to have that network available to you.
So walk us through then, if you can kind of think back to end of summer last year, Luke, and when you joined as a founder member, and obviously the program's changed a fair bit since then. We've obviously added some new things in, but I know one of the early modules that we go through is something we call a debits process. And why don't you tell us about, you know, that and how you got on?
Yeah, so the debits is, it's absolutely fantastic because it's so simple, but it's so effective. People just sort of move through life with debits set up, and you know, you can quite easily lose track of, you know, where your monthly expenditure is going. So, you know, more or less within the first couple of weeks of joining the program, I went through the debits exercise, and you know, it was an absolute eye opener. Really, I managed to generate a saving of over £3,300 per annum. And it took me 2 hours to do the exercise. So, yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. And obviously, just being a couple of weeks into the program, that showed me that, you know, I made the right decision.
What about, obviously, the rest of the learning? Because the Wealth Builders model, we, you know, think about the logo. We've got the foundation, we've got the roof, and then we've got the seven pillars. So, obviously, you understand that now. And how have you put that into practice for yourself, Luke?
Yeah, I think Wealth Builders just opened my eyes really to the bigger picture with regards to growing your personal wealth. I have been and I still am heavily focused on further expansion of my own property portfolio, but it's enabled me to start turning the wheels of wealth in other areas. And, you know, I've started looking at the IP pillar, business pillars, and it's exciting.
And I guess a big development that's happened quite recently. Would you like to share that as well?
Yeah. So as of a week last Monday, I quit my role as an engineering consultant and decided to go full time as a property investor. I mean, that's something I've been striving to get to that point for a number of years now. And you know, being part of the Wealth Builders group, and you know, really being able to focus on what financial milestones you're actually, you know, striving to achieve, financial security, financial independence. It's really made it clear as to what level I needed to get to before I was comfortable in doing that, because I've got 3 children with a family to support. The security of a day job is a big pull for a lot of people, but I'd got to the point where I felt like, you know, going to work, I was actually wasting opportunities by just not having the time and the flexibility to exploit them opportunities.
Well, you know, you've touched on, obviously, the property pillar is your primary pillar. It's been amazing to see over, you know, I guess the last 12 months, but especially the last 6 months, how you've really been pushing yourself, I guess, to get out there in terms of IP. And I know you're a regular, you know, poster on social media now in various property groups, and you've put together an ebook recently, and you had hundreds of people asking for a copy of that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I mean, due to sort of posting on social media, and last year I was featured in YPM magazine, just looking at some of the successes we've had on our property projects. But yeah, so I've been getting contacted quite regularly from people starting out in property, you know, just looking for a little bit of guidance, really. So I'm always happy to help people. But a lot of these questions that I was getting were similar sort of questions or repetitive questions. So I just took it upon myself to put a short guide together on buy-to-let and buy-refurb and refinance, and just offered that out to anybody who wanted it free of charge.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously always good to lead with value first. And, you know, I'm sure that will come back later on, because people like to reciprocate, right? If you help others, they like to help you. And that's the way, certainly, that the Wealth Builders community is, you know, is based upon those values. And, you know, you've definitely demonstrated those values as well, Luke. Are there any other benefits or anything else that's kind of come out of the program since you've been a member, would you say?
It's just really, it's a fantastic community. I've made connections within the community that I'm pretty sure there's going to be connections there for life, to be honest. Everybody supports each other to grow with their own ideas, and, you know, there's collaborations being formed. The support from Kevin and yourself, Christian, you know, it's absolutely superb. And the advice at times has been invaluable to myself. And then, of course, now the coaches on board, they've got a wealth of experience in their own right. And it's just great to have access to these sorts of people. I've had such value from being a member. And I know there's still so much to be gained by being part of the community.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. We really appreciate it. And I guess, you know, you had a personal milestone, as you said, in terms of your financial levels and obviously feeling that you were now at a stage where you were able to, you know, kind of give up the day job and free up your time, because time is such a challenge for people. We hear that a lot. And now focusing forwards, you have got all the time you want, right, to just keep on building things. And how does that make you feel, knowing that now you've got full control?
Yeah, it's a liberating feeling, to be honest, Christian. I had a taste of it just at the start of lockdown for a few weeks, and that was due to my engagement with a previous client coming to an abrupt end because of the global pandemic. And that was the first time in my life since the age of 16, since leaving school, that I'd not been in an employed role, be that employed or a self-employed role. And I thought that would have really scared me, not having that security. But them few weeks, it just gave me the chance to sit down and actually have the freedom to think and explore new avenues as to where I could look to build my wealth, you know, in other areas. So I was quite content with not going back to work.
Well, Luke, we're super delighted that, you know, we're carrying on into year two with you. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing the progress I know you'll be making. So thanks for sharing today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for the time.
Peter, welcome to Wealth Talk.
Oh, thank you for inviting me to speak to you, Christian.
You're very welcome. Now, Peter, you joined with your wife, Monica, the 7 Steps to Wealth program 4 months ago now. That time's gone really quickly, hasn't it?
Honestly, it feels like maybe 6 weeks. I can't believe it's already been 4 months.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to hearing, obviously, you know, how you've been getting on since joining. But just take me back to, obviously, you know, that point when you did decide to join. What were some of the reasons why you thought the program would help you?
So just to describe a little bit about my background, I come from a corporate background, so always working for somebody else within operations. I was an operations manager. And then I read this little book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, and that kind of set me onto the entrepreneurial path. I chose property as my strategy. So I received tons of education on property. But what I really realized, and thinking back about Rich Dad Poor Dad, is the fact that I really need to increase my financial education. And I was looking for providers out there, and I came across Wealth Builders and listening to Wealth Talk. And it's really through listening to you guys a lot and just asking some other members that really made me think that this is what I need to join.
Yeah, we were just talking, Peter, weren't we, saying that, you know, we've been putting out masterminds every week. There's been lots of content. And of course, now we've got wealth coaches as well. So tell us a little bit over the last 4 months, Peter, what are some of the things that you've taken action on so far?
The thing that I like most about this program is its systematic approach. So it's kind of leading you in nicely, you know, working on the foundation, getting all those things right. So we started with looking at our debits. That was the first thing. Looking at our personal finances, finding any lost money. That is where we discovered a couple of lost pensions. So we were really pleased about that. That led on to opening a SAS pension. We now do balance statement, profit and loss statements on our personal finances and trying to get all these things to optimize as much as possible. And then as the program progressed, it started to going on to the pillar that you can choose. And the pillar that we chose is to continue on property, but also add the business pillar. So we're in the process of just spinning the wheel of property more, but also learning from you guys how to effectively implement the business pillar.
So you mentioned you came across some old pensions, Peter. What kind of, you know, figures were did that add to you?
You know, considering that it's lost money, it may not sound like a lot, but I can make this money work for myself. So we came across a couple of just part-time jobs that we did way back, and that added up to 20,000. I actually couldn't believe it was that much.
Wow. 20,000. Well, that's pretty good. That's not bad. And how long did it take you? How difficult was that process of just kind of making a few phone calls or something?
Well, you guys referred me to Paul Brooks in Wealth Builders, and I spoke with him a little bit, and he made me a little bit wise on how to find these lost pensions. And honestly, it was less than an hour.
Wow, £20,000 in an hour. Well, that's great. So well done. Good leverage on time there, Peter. And you mentioned about continuing to focus on the property pillar, which is your primary pillar, and turning the wheel. So we say turning the wheel is really, you know, the process of following a strategy and then generating either some capital or some cash flow at the end of it. So I think you've turned another wheel since joining. Have you? You've purchased another property, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. We purchased another property and that's going under refurbishment at the moment. We're about halfway through with that. Only this week we got another offer accepted. Spin that wheel one more time.
That's great. And how is that impacting your recurring income? Is that moving you now towards one of your financial targets?
It is. That is one of the first things I think we did was to set our financial security target. So with this one and the one that we're buying now, I should be okay to be able to reach that target. It was my goal to, within the 1 year that I'm with you guys, to reach my financial security target.
Wow, that's really, really great. Well, I'm pleased to hear that, Peter. Well done to you both for that. And in terms, I know it's still early days with the program, you know, but have there been any other additional benefits, anything that perhaps, you know, you weren't expecting when you joined, but something that has been a nice surprise?
For me, it was the holistic approach. So that's the difference between just attending a property course. You learn all about property, or let's say you attend an IP course and you learn all about intellectual property. But the benefit of Wealth Builders is that you get a flavor of each of the seven pillars, as you mentioned. And that has been really beneficial. Certain things may not benefit me now, but it kind of plants a seed for the future. With the mastermind sessions that we've done, I've learned quite a bit about investments, about intellectual property. And I can see how that in the future will be a cog that click in.
Yeah, definitely. All about focus, isn't it? And just making sure that, as you say, you get to your security figure, and then from there you can start to look at what else is available. So, Peter, really appreciate sharing today. Well done to yourself and Monica. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Christian, and thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I've been working with Wealth Builders, well, officially since I think last October, but actually been talking to Kevin and Paul and some of the other guys at Wealth Builders about moving my SaaS across. But I was a DIYer, I think is probably the words I would use for those for the podcast. You know, I had some experience, had a decent sort of property portfolio. I also had a reasonably well-paid job as well, actually, which turned out to be a bit of a hindrance because I heard somebody talking about the fear of moving forward. And I probably was one of those people that actually sometimes if you've got a decent job, it's quite a big risk to take that leap of faith. So I've been pottering around doing different things with property and, you know, understood some of the fundamentals that are now in the structure that I understand. And that was probably my issue that I hadn't found any like Wealth Builders anywhere out there. You know, there was plenty of people trying to sell me new property courses. But what I was looking for was a holistic partner who could give me that guidance right across the board on many different aspects of wealth and protection. What it's allowed me to do is be a bit more bold in some of my decision making. And you know, I left my job in 2018. I think I was a lot older than Luke. I think I was about 42, 43 when I did that. And I have now since moved across my pensions and my corporate pensions into a SaaS, and that's allowed me to really progress in the property pillar. And you know, we've gone past our financial security figure and you know, pretty close to our financial independence, which is a real game changer. I've got two young children. It's allowed me to spend so much more time with them. Not having a boss is fantastic. Choosing how you want to live your life and on what terms is incredible. And knowing that you're doing that with the support of the team at Wealth Builders and the community around you as well has been outstanding. And I'd have done this for 10 times the price, to be quite honest. It's not about that. What I love about this team is that they're not constantly peddling the next course or any courses. In fact, they're just here to try and get the message out, which is brilliant.
Well, that's great. As you say, you know, you passed through security, and that's always the first target for all of our members when we join, you know, is like get to security, and that just takes the pressure off. And then independence is that next one. So, you know, you've done really well to hit those targets, Paul.
Yeah, I think it's that understanding of different options out there. So, you know, as you know, Christian, I've just done what they call a loan back, which has allowed me to, you know, buy a piece of property with a pension that I had, you know, 18 months ago, probably even a year ago, I had absolutely zero control over. And I always talk about my kids and the legacy that I want to leave. You know, just a handful of these type of properties would be enough to see them do them very, very well in their later life and pay for their education and maybe even give them a good start in life and hopefully look after me in my old age as well.
I want to pick up a point with Paul, if I may, that sometimes when you're thinking about wealth, there's lots of people around you who would poo-poo it, you know, who would say, oh, you know, you don't want to do that, or maybe you're just not feeling supported. Or sometimes if you're making the decisions on your own and your spouse is in a support role, but they've got a job to do or got kids to raise, sometimes it's hard to get all your thoughts out. Paul, what I've enjoyed with you particularly is the way that you are encouraging a sounding board. Do you want to just mention that?
Yeah, So you mean about the relationship we have about...
Basically use me to reverberate back your ideas.
Yeah, exactly. That's been invaluable, actually. And, you know, we sat down and I remember the conversation when you said, you know, well, you could probably do some of this on your own. And I probably could, and it probably would take me another decade to get to where I've got to in the last sort of 6 or 10 months. So, but it wasn't about that. And I think I was really open and honest with yourself, Kevin and Christian, to say, look, I'm looking for someone to just sense check some of the decisions I'm making, to tell me that, you know, it's the right or the wrong thing to do, and to provoke that level of thinking to enable me to teach me about due diligence in a more bank grade way, as you have done. And I think, you know, I have quite a few chats, you know, yourselves, just to sort of say, look, I'm thinking this, is this the right thing to do? And I didn't have that before. And you know, even if it was right, I may have then dillied and dallied for several months trying to make that decision. But I know I was buying a HMO, and you and I had just a half an hour conversation. We actually role played how I'd feel if I pulled out of the deal or if I went back for a discount, and ethically whether that aligned with myself. And it made a significant difference, you know. And now here we are, just a few months later. I'm now 6 weeks into the renovation. I've got a supported living organization, and they contacted me today to say they'd like to come and see the property potentially and take it on, which, you know, could be a game changer as well. And that's all through the power of the SaaS, which and the support that you guys have given me. So, you know, for that, I think I'll always be kind of eternally grateful. And, you know, no one can take away this knowledge now either. That's the key thing.
I mean, the issue, I think, where we are is, look, we're absolutely genuinely holistic. This isn't about peddling a course, as Paul has said. We're not interested in peddling things. We're just interested in trying to help you discern that combination of things that's absolutely right for you, using lots of tools that, you know, we could talk about wealth dynamics and what that means. We could talk about the wheel of wealth and what that means. And maybe you can watch some more videos to remind yourself of some of those tools. But if you just listen to the people who are involved in it and you hear the sincerity in their voice, that this is not about anything else other than getting them to a place where they can achieve financial security, then onto independence, in a way that possibly on their own they wouldn't do. Or if they would do, and I think Paul would have made it anyway, but just would have made it so much more quickly and so much more enjoyably. And I think you said to me the other day, Paul, I just needed that reassurance. You know, it's just that feeling.
Yeah, and it's finding like-minded people to talk to. You know, I've still got my dad, luckily, but he unfortunately doesn't give me quite as good advice as Kevin. Not to sit with my dad, Kevin, anyway. But
thanks for that.
You know, it's nice to have someone.
I was liking you, but now I'm not.
Yeah. No, not at all. I don't think that's that much different stage at all. But yeah, you know, sometimes you find like you're a bit of a lone wolf. You know, I've been investing in property for several years now, since 2001, on and off. You know, none of my friends are into it. My wife's not actually that necessarily interested in it. You know, and it's sometimes you just need someone to talk to, and actually there's an abundance of people, not just Kevin and Chris. You know, there's a whole load of people out there in the Wealth Builders community that are so willing to share. You know, I mean, yeah, a few of us have come on the call tonight just to talk about, you know, what we've been doing, and we're just a few of those people that are more than happy to help, you know, whoever wants to ask for that help, to be quite honest.
Well, fantastic to hear the comments there from our members, and of course from Ian. I picked up on four points that came up more than once there, Kevin. I wonder if you did as well.
Well, if you're like-minded to me, Chris, I'd say they're pretty much all saying, look, Wealth Builders is about a holistic. So it's not about just one thing. It's wealth in the round, which means you get to see a 360 view of your wealth. I think, obviously, picking up on Ian's point as a coach, it's all about support and accountability. Life throws us too many curveballs that knocks us off track. So having that monthly check-in is pretty cool. I'd say community would be a big one. You know, the whole, I think that came up time and time again, didn't it, really? People getting a surprise by the value in the community, wherever you are, including internationally. And I think step by step, you know, it would suit Ian, kind of an engineering style, you know, step by step, sequential, easy to follow, you know, and you can see that that's what it's all about. But, you know, check it out. I mean, if anybody's interested in any of those four things to help them build wealth instead of trading time for money and be part of the 5%, not the 95%, so be that financially independent person, then check out the program. I mean, the timing is short for now, but we'll be back. When we come back, obviously things will tend to, the prices tend to go up a bit, but that's normal because we bring even more value. But hopefully, you know, we'll see a few people interested in joining us on this intake. So we'll take a break, Chris, won't we, for the whole of August, pretty much, to embed the new intake in, and then come back with a resounding big push in September.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have currently frozen the price that we last launched with back in April. So until midnight on Thursday, the 30th of July, for anyone who's listening right now, if you're interested, just to take a look, then head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/flash. And you can see all the details of the program, everything that's included, and probably see some more case studies and testimonials on that page from other members in the program as well. So wealthbuilders.co.uk/flash, you can go there. And if you want to join us in the program, you've got the next 48 hours to do that. So
well, that's pretty flashy with that URL you got there, Chris. That's pretty nifty. But anyway, looking forward to the break, Chris, and looking forward to reconnecting with you on another episode of Wealth Talk. And until then, my friend, see ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that we are constantly updating our resources inside the Wealth Builders membership site to help you create, build, and protect your wealth. Head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership right now for free access. That's wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership.